Good morning, church. I'm so glad that you've joined me here this morning. I'm here in our lounge room with my little puppy dog, Franklin, who wants to sit down and have a little sleep now. And I'm going to share the word with you this morning. I'm actually really excited to be able to share this word with you. It's been something that's been on my mind for a while. But let's pray before we do that. So, Father, we just thank you that we have the privilege and the opportunity to be in your house today, Lord. No matter where that is, whether it's in a lounge room, God, or wherever we are this morning, we are just so thankful that you are with us. And Lord, I pray that as I speak this morning, God, that there will be your words that come from my mouth, Lord Jesus. I pray that hearts will be touched this morning. People's lives will be challenged and changed this morning because of what you want to say today. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, as I said, this is a word that I've had on my heart for a little while. Actually, it was something that I felt God really speaking to me about a few months ago, even before we moved to Horsham. So I'd love to share that with you this morning. But what I want to do first this morning is talk to you a little bit about me, because we're still pretty new to the area. You probably don't know me very well yet. So I thought I'd tell you a little bit about my childhood. So as a kid, I was pretty tiny. I was very, very skinny, and had lots and lots of energy. I know that Mum tried to get me to do piano lessons at one stage, and my piano teacher said to Mum, look, you know, Rachel would probably be a much better dancer than a piano player because she just can't sit still. And that's just the way I was. And so I was always outside, I was at the park, I was running around doing all sorts of things. So for me, naturally, I was a good athlete. And when it came to cross country, I was the kid at school that always came first every single year up until I think about year 11 or year 12, where I decided it wasn't really cool anymore to run, but I always came first in my cross country. And same when it came to my 100 meters and my 400, I was just a really great runner. But that's kind of where it ended. Unfortunately, when it came to throwing things like the discus and all of that kind of stuff, that my throwing skills really let me down. And so this morning I actually wanted to speak to you about the trouble with my throw. And you're probably going, well, what's this got to do with me or got to do with church or the Bible? Well, let me read a scripture to you and see if you can kind of figure out where I'm going with this. So 1 Peter 5 verse 7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Or in the common English Bible version, it says, throw all of your anxiety onto me. So my question to you and my challenge to you this morning is, how's your throw? You know, I'd love to be able to sit here this morning and say that my throw is perfected now that I've got this all down pat. But, you know, like what so often as we do as pastors and preachers, you know, we're often preached to ourselves as well. I guess recently I've really noticed every time I turn on the television or I get onto Facebook or I get onto social media, I've just noticed how many people, Christians included, are so full of fear and so full of worry and anxiety with everything that's going on in our world right now. So I really think that this word here and this scripture here is something for our season. One thing that I've noticed when it comes to this scripture is sometimes I didn't even get to the first part of it where it says cast or throw all your cares. Because so often what I tend to do is I tend to hold on to the anxieties and the worries and the burdens in my life. You know, there's a number of things that I had a look on the internet, and as you know, internet's always true, and found out some of the most common worries that people have in their lives, and I'd love to share those with you. So one of them is our future. A lot of people are concerned about their future, so I'm going to stick that on my little book that I have here. Another thing we worry about, and at the moment particularly, is health. We want to stay healthy and strong, so we worry when we start to cough or we're not feeling well. Another thing is choices. Big choices, small choices. Often we'll lie in bed at night and worry about whether we made the right choice. Gosh, I'm having trouble with this. Another worry we have is growing old. Who's going to look after us when we get older? Are our kids going to look after us? I know mine will, right? Fitness. Are we fit enough? Are we strong enough? Am I exercising enough? Have I got enough time in my day to exercise? What about job security? This is a really, very prevalent one at the moment. A lot of people are worried about whether they're going to have a job next week. Or it could be your relationships, worrying about whether the relationship you're in is healthy, or worrying that, you know, will you find the right person? Or what about families? You know, we often, so often worry about our children. Are we doing the right thing? Are we making the right decisions? Or our diet, are we eating correctly? Should I be eating more of something? Should I be eating less of something? Our rent, are we going to be able to pay our rent or our mortgage this week? It's another big fear that a lot of people have. And of course, one of the biggest ones of all is definitely money. You know, money is something that we worry about. Financial security is something that we worry about. I know for myself, a few years ago, I was bringing the shopping home one day and I drove into the driveway and I opened up the car and I knew the family were all in the house and I had a few bags there, but I went, you know what, I can handle this on my own. So rather than calling out to the family or taking two loads of shopping in, I decided to just grab all of the bags, quite a few in each arm, and I took them inside. And I actually injured my arm and it took a few months for my arm to recover after that. But so often in our lives, we tend to do that when it comes to our worries and our concerns, is that we carry way too much when God's there all along saying, hey, I'm here to help you with that. And I think Jesus really understood that. In Matthew 11:28-30, he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, Jesus wants us to cast our cares on him. We're never ever meant to carry the things that we carry alone. I wrote this really profound statement recently, so grab a pen if you've got one and write this down. And you ready? This is it. It says, if we hold on to things, we can't throw them. I know, super profound, but it's true. If we hold on to things, we can't throw them. But so often in life, just like little Franklin here, who I can so often be like, he'll bring his ball to me and he wants me to throw it for him, but he won't let go of it in the first place. And we can be like that sometimes when it comes to our worries and our concerns. We're like, God, we want you to carry this, but we're not actually prepared to give them to him in the first place. We need to take our burdens and lay them down before him, and we need to release them into his care, because he says that he'll carry them. He wants us to give him his problems, and he wants us to ask him to carry them. You know, there are times where, yes, we do hold on to our burdens, and then there are other times where perhaps we do cast out our cares to God. But one thing I've found with that as well is that can also be challenging. Often I'll cast out my cares to God, but then when things don't seem to be going right, or I can't see anything happening, or the wind and the waves and the pressures of life start to kind of get around me, I start to reel back my cares. 1 Peter 5:7 in the Amplified Version says, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries and all your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares for you. You know, when we're waiting for God to answer our prayers, we can get really impatient and we can often try to do things on our own. But the thing is, God wants us to cast out our cares and he wants us to leave them there. You know, I might read Psalm 91 and my faith will start to build as I'm reminded that I'll find rest in his shadow and that he is my refuge and my safety, and that he will protect me from deadly disease, and he will cover me with feathers and shelter me under his wings, and he is faithful. And it might remind me in Psalm 91 that no plague will come near my house, and he will rescue me. And as I read those truths, I cast out my cares to him, and I've got faith in him. But then I put on the news, and I see the headlines, and I see that there's an increase in the amount of cases of coronavirus, and I start to reel back my concerns to me again. Or I might put on some awesome worship music in the house, which I do so often, and I've got it playing full ball, listening to the blessing over and over and over, and I'm feeling confident and knowing that God's got this. And then I open up my Facebook page and I start to read, oh, there's another case here, there's another case there, or somebody's worrying about this now, I've got to make sure I wash all of this down. And all of a sudden, the cares that I've cast out, I start to reel back in again. Or then I listen to an awesome message from Pastor Andrew on the 5 keys to silence fear, and I'm ready to confidently throw up my line again. And then I have a conversation with somebody who starts to make me doubt again that I'm doing the right thing, that I'm cleaning things properly, that I've got my household sorted and covered. And again, I start to reel back my concerns. I think sometimes we really need to stop and take note of the things that are causing us to reel our line back in. I know for me, really recently, I was lying in bed one night and I had my iPad out, and often I'll read a book on my iPad. But what I found for a few nights in a row is that I was reading my book on my iPad, and then as I was about to turn it off, I'd flick over and the news would come up, and I'd see article after article after article about the current pandemic in our world. And what I found is that every night, rather than going to bed and going to sleep feeling calm and in control, I was going off to sleep feeling anxious. I think sometimes it's really important for us to note down the things in our lives that are causing us to have faith and the things that are causing us to fear. And sometimes we just need to cut the things out that are causing us to fear. So what I practically did this week is I decided that at night, every night, I was going to read my book, not flick over to the news, and then I was going to read a devotional. Psalm 4 verse 8 says, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." I remember as a young girl, my nana would often sing an old hymn that went something like this. It said, "Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust him and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there." So my question to you this morning is, how do we leave our burdens with the Lord then? I think the answer is actually found in the last part of 1 Peter 5 verse 7, because it says, "Casting all your cares on him because he cares for you." That's it. Simply put, if you don't believe you have a heavenly Father that loves you and cares for you, then you will be anxious. You will be rushing about. You will be worrying, and you will be carrying everything around that you're not meant to be carrying. I remember growing up as a young kid, you know, I never ever doubted that my dad would be there in the hard times and the good times. I never ever doubted or mistrusted my dad. And the reason for that is because I knew how much my dad loved me. And the same applies to our Heavenly Father. When we begin to grasp how much God loves us, then we'll begin to trust him. The Amplified Version says, "Casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all of your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares about you," in brackets, "with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully." We're going to begin to relax when we know that God is in control. You know, over and over and over, God's word promises us that God loves us. I love Zephaniah 3 verse 17. It says, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." Don't you just love that? He rejoices over us with singing. And then Psalm 86 verse 15 says, "But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness." And then 1 John 3 verse 1 says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." You know, if we should ever, ever doubt that God cares for us, all we need to do is look at the cross. We all know John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son." Or Romans 8:31-32 says, "What then shall we say in response to these things?" This is our verse for this year, church. "If God is for us, then who can be against us? He who did not spare his Son, but gave him up for us all, how will we not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" You know, I love how God often confirms what he's speaking to us through other things. As I mentioned earlier, I really felt challenged in the last few weeks to start reading a devotional at night time again before I go to sleep, so that as I go off to sleep, you know, I've got God's peace with me. And last night I was actually reading my devotional, and it was from the YouVersion, and this little phrase was in there, and I just wanted to share it with you. It says, "The more we are reminded about God's deep love for us, the more we are reminded by God's deep love for us, the less fear's grip will be able to hold our hearts hostage, because as 1 John 4:18 says, perfect love casts out all fear." So what happens when we cast our cares on the Lord? Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast all your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you and he will never let the righteous be shaken. He will sustain you, he will strengthen you, he will support you, he will assist you, he will defend you, he will bolster you, he will help you, he will nurse you, he will preserve you, and he will save you, and he will aid you, and he will never ever let you be shaken or moved. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for each and every person this morning that's represented here, God. And we know, Lord, that at times it can be just so easy for us, Lord, to begin to reel back our concerns and our cares, Lord, when we can't see things happening, God. But we just thank you this morning that even when we can't see you, God, you are moving, God. Even when we can't feel you, God, you are moving. And Lord, we just ask you this morning, God, to remind us of your love. Father, we just ask you for a new revelation of your caring for us, Lord Jesus. We pray that as we are fearful, God, that we will replace that fear, God, with faith, knowing, God, that you've got control of this situation, God, that you are holding us in your hands, Lord. And I just pray for each and every person this morning, Lord, that knows at the moment that fear has got a grip on them, Lord. I just pray that your peace will be upon them today, wherever they may be. God, help them to know, God, that you've got their future in their hands, God, that you are before them, that you are behind them, and you are beside them, God. And we thank you for that in your mighty name. Amen. Now, there's one lot of people I'd still love to pray for. And as I mentioned earlier, we were talking about how much God loves us and God cares for us. And, you know, God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us in order that we could have a free life, that we could be made free and made whole in him. And this morning, I don't know everybody that's watching, and I just wanted to ask you this morning, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus? And if this morning you can say, no, I don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, or perhaps you have had one with him and for whatever reason you've walked away, can I just let you know that God never walked away from you and that he is here this morning and he wants you to come back to him. So can I just ask you right now, if you want to have a relationship with Jesus, know there is a little button on the screen that you can press. If you're on online church, you can press that button and put up your hand, and we've got a great team of people that are here to pray for you this morning. Or maybe you're just watching this on YouTube or on Facebook. I just love to pray for you again quickly. And if you do say this prayer this morning, if it is the first time that you've said it or you're recommitting, we'd love you to email us so that we can contact you and that we can help you along in this journey. So Father, we thank you that you love us. And this morning we just ask you to come into our hearts, Lord. We confess our sins to you, Lord. We know that we are sinners, Lord. And we just ask you to forgive our sins, God. We ask you to take away our sins this morning. God, we ask that we are a new creation in you today, God. We thank you that the old is gone and the new has come today. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that you sent your son on the cross just for us. Be with us now in Jesus' name. Amen.